Thank you.
I mean, it's 47.
I'll give you the, okay, let's begin, guys.
Recording in progress.
Okay, a few fellows, Rob, a few guys that are not here, they asked me to put on Zoom, so just I don't want to. Rob Sapati didn't want it to be on Zoom in general, but exception. Okay. All right. Okay, let's begin. In the beginning of the Mishnah, gives off the dinim of nachla, gives you four categories, and in the last category it says lo nochlin lo manchilin, which is achen min ha'ein. The Mishnah identifies, and the Rashbam goes ahead and in his masbir that the aim, mishpachas aim, there's no Yerusha, but he gives you a scenario where you could have Yerusha with the aim if it's through the father. And he gives you a dugma of Reuven marrying Serach bas Asher, and she gives birth to Naphtali, and then Naphtali dies, God forbid, without any kids. And then Reuven, the Aviv, is Yorsha. What happens if Reuven is Nifter? Then you give it over to Naphtali. And if he has no brothers, then you give it over to Asher, who's the Avi Imo. And then if there is no brothers, it ends up that Sarah herself will be Yoresh. So I was just thinking that the interesting Ramban al-Atayra, has in Parsis Pinchas, he writes that Sarah bas Asher was not really the daughter of Asher. He raised her. She had a different father, a stepdaughter. According to the Ramban, he actually quotes Targum Unklus. There are different versions of the Unklus, but his version is Isas. So, meaning to say that Asher was not the natural father. So I just wanted to be Meir. It seems the Rashbam is following his grandfather Rashi. Rashi al Torah there says the reason why the Torah HaKadosh specified Sarah was because she lived a long time. She lived like 250 years. So he seems to be, not seems to be, he's saying that Asher was the natural father of Sarah. So I want to say that Rashbam is holding like his grandfather Rashi against the Ramban's Ha'ara with the Unklus. Was he, was Asher the natural father of Sarah plus Asher? Am I nafkamine? Nafkamine might very well be that Rav Shlomo Kluger writes in Simon Aleph and Sifkan Aleph and Ibn Ezer and Chacham Shlomo, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Yotesim Araf, Hamagadol Pino Biso, Bebesos Kilo Yoladato. He says it's a mixes kiyam of Puravu, adopting children. So that Ramban al Atayra, shot with the Unklus, might be a basis of that. Whereas many poskim are against adoption. Rachman al Tzlan, no one should be in the situation because it has different shilas about Yichud come up because it's not your natural child. And many poskim are opposed to, against this, Shlomo Kluger, are against adoption. Maybe that's the Nekudas HaMachloikis here, that Rashi and Rashbam, by saying that it was Asher was the natural father, would be against adoption, and then the Rabban and the Mishem Unklus would be for it. There's a story told, I once was told that there was a couple that was childless, and they came to the Rav. They were a Lubavitch couple, and the Rav, they wanted to know about adoption. So the Rav said, what are you asking me? You asked the Rebbe Zatzal. So they said the Rebbe Zatzal told them to come to the Rav, because the Rebbe Zatzal was famous sheep that was against adoption because of these shilas of Yichud. But he knew that the Rav Zatzal was more maker. So that was the first horror I wanted to mention here. Maybe, I mean, he's giving an example, but he's treating it seriously. Obviously, dealing with Yerusha, and it was a natural, he's assuming that Sarah Bas Usher was the natural daughter of Usher. So, okay, I guess you could say it was an example, but he seems to be treating it pretty very seriously. Okay, that was the first horror I wanted to mention. Second Mahalach is Rav Sarfati Shlita gave Moridika Chabura on Wednesday, and I wanted to just add a few nafkaminas to what he had mentioned about Yerusha Sa'ach. He mentioned Rabbi Kiveger in the Tshuvas. There's also, if you get a chance to look at the Tosefus Rabbi Kiveger, closest Rabbi Kiveger on the Mishnayos here, he writes it very, very clearly. The Tut Stadim Yerusha Sa'ach. It's Yerusha Ach, where it's crossed direct, where the brothers Yorish each other direct, or do you say Yerusha Sa'ach is Ayyadei Mishmush through the Kever of the Father? So you take a look at that, Rabbi Kiveger. But there's an interesting Nafkamina. Safadi had two Nafkaminas, rejected the two, and then he had a third that would stick. And the Taisus, maybe on Amud Beis, maybe there's no Nafkaminas, but perhaps it could be the Gemara has in Kiddushan, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, it says that a Goy is Yorushas Aviv Dvar Torah. There's a concept Yerusha for Goyim. And it's very interesting that the Gemara says at the same time, a Mumar cannot be Yerusha's father. Okay? A Mumar is Nismaye from Yerusha's Aviv. There is a concept of Yerusha for Goyim, but at the same time, a Yid who's a Mumar is not Yerusha's Aviv. So the Chassam Sofer writes in Tshuvas Ibn Ezra Chelik Beis Simenai and Dalit, he quotes the Rosh and the Mordechai. The Rosh is there on the spot. The Rosh is in Perik Simen Chav Beis and Chav Gimel and Kedushin, and the Mordechai is Os Tafsai Beis. So they say the Feirish that the Mumar is Nismayik only from Yerushas Aviv, but not from the other Yerushas. So other Yerushas a Mumar would have. So this would Chapa Nafkemina. What about Yerushas Ach? If Yerushas Ach is Ayidei Mishmush, then it becomes subsumed on Yerushas Aviv, and it would be excluded. But if it's completely straight from brother to brother, Stodim, not through the Kever of the Aviv, then a Mumar would be able to be Yerush his father. So that would be a good Nafkemina that the Chassam Sofer has in the Tshuva.
Rabbi, isn't every, in other words, always be a Mishmush if not for your father? In other words, it's always going to be... Why would it be? I don't understand.
Again, the Mumar is excluded from Yerusha's Aviv. So if you hold Yerusha's
Aviv, either he gets from his father or he gets it directly.
Right. So when you exclude the Yerusha's Aviv, are you also excluding Yerusha's Ach? That's if you hold it through Mishmash, you would exclude Yerusha's Ach too.
But didn't Rabbi just say that besides Yerusha's Aviv, the Mumar would get the Yerusha?
No. Goy has Yerusha Dvar Torah, Mumar is excluded from Yerusha's Avi. But is he also excluded from Yerusha's Ach? Yes, if it's Ayidei Mishmush. But if it's not Ayidei Mishmush, it wouldn't be excluded and he would have the Yerusha. Okay? So now you got it. You got to get it down, right? Okay? Yeah, go ahead. The Rosh and the Mordechai. Gemara says by Esav, but it's only a Havamina. Gemara rejects it. That's what the Rosh and the Mordechai say the favors. Gemara has a line in Yuchas that the Gemara rejects it. Yeah. Yeah, and that's what the Rosh and Mordechai say. Yes. Right. Okay, so that's one Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina is about the Rambam. The Rambam says, in the beginning of Rotzeach HaShmiris Nefesh, in Perek Aleph Halachah Beis, he says that Mitzvah Biyad Gol Adam, Shenemar Gol Adam Hu Yomisis HaRotzeach, Kol HaRoyal Yerusha Hu Gol Adam. The Rambam writes Beferish that anyone who's Royal Yerusha is defined as a Gol Adam. Ha'av Shaharagis Beno in Halachah Gimel, if a father, God forbid, kills a son, Imayel Nerag Ben, Harezeh Horig Aviv Aviv Mneshu Goel. A grandson can kill the grandfather. Vimein lo ben, ein echad mina achen nasa gol adam. Bahamis is Aviv el beisdim emisno so vechad azachar vechad anekeva begulas adam. However, if a father kills his own son, the other brother does not become the gol adam to kill his own father. But beisdim appoints someone else. Beisdim actually kills him. So, it's interesting that what does the Rama mean when he says that the din of, and we have to see what the marker is, but the Rama says that anyone who's royally Yerusha is a Goel Adam. So it seems that the Chazon Ish says in Sanhedrin Simen Yates Os Gimel, he says the Rama means by saying Kol Misha royally Yorsho is Nasa Goel Adam, means that anyone is Yorish be yeshirus, without mishmush. That's a gol adam. That means the ben, the father, the brother, the achos, mashenkin, any karavide mishmush cannot become a gol adam. And the Chazon Ish writes that the Rambam says that a brother theoretically could be a gol adam, except in that one case where the father killed the son, and then the brother can't be a gol adam. So you see that he says a brother is yerush yeshirus without mishmush, and that's why a brother can become a gol adam. And the Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, Zatzal, quotes that the Ponovitch Rav said the same diuk in the Rambam, same diuk as the Chazon Ish, that yerush ach works through yeshirus, not mishmush, and therefore he can become a gol adam. But Reb Shmuel does write there that you can read the Rambam differently. And when the Rambam writes Misha Royal Yorsha Nase Gol Adam, his kavan is anyone who's Yorish b'mitzias. Anyone who's Yorish b'mitzias. Meaning even if it's through Mishmush, as long as you're Yorish b'mitzias, therefore you could be what? You could be become a Gol Adam. So that's an interesting what? That's an interesting Chiddush, but Poshup Shad, I think, in the Rambam is that it's Yarish B'Yashirus, and therefore you could become a Gol Adam. The Shaila is, what's the marker of the Rambam? We're learning in Yoni Yerusha, how is Gol Adam, how is that the marker? How is this the marker for Gol Adam? So the Orsa Meach on the Rambam quotes Yerushalmi in Perek Zeh Borer, Perek Bey, Perek Gimel Lachates, that says as follows, Vamur Rabbi Yossi, Shima Ta'omer Kain, if you say Dayanim can be relatives to the Nirtzach, Nimsis Omer Beis Din Gol Adam. Comes out that Beis Din will be the Gol Adam because they're relatives to the Nirtzach, and they're going to want to take care of their relatives. So the Pnei Moshe's Masbar on the Yushalmi says, V'shoftu Aida Bein Mako Bein Gol Adam. It's Mashma that the Dayanim cannot be Gol Adam. So Al Pizeh, says the Orsamech, the Rambam is based on that anyone who's roy to be a Gol Adam is puzzled to be a Dayan. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Eidus, in Pirik Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph, that only Krove Ha'av are psulin min ha'ter ledun. So it comes out that only Krove Ha'av are able to be Gol Adam. Mashenkin, other Krovim, like we mentioned before, and we mentioned the Mishnah in the beginning, other Krovim will be out, will not be able to be Goal Adam. And where does that Chiluk come from? Our Mishnah, the beginning of Yesh Nochlin, that Krovim Mitzad Av are Nochlin Manchilin, and not other Krovim. So if you put together the fact that Dayanim, Goal Adam, and the basis is based on Yerusha, so you see that Goal Adam is Tali Bedini Yerusha. That's the marker of the Or Sameach where the Rambam got this from. That the whole concept of a Gol Adam is royal Yerusha, and it's based on this Yerushalmi Lamaisa, that you say that the Dayanim cannot be Gol Adam, and Dayanim that are Psulim are Krove Av, and that Chilu came from our Sug in the beginning of the Perek, and the Meila comes out that the definition precisely of a Gol Adam is Tali Bedin Yerusha. That's one possibility of the marker of the Rambam. Another, what'd you say? I can't hear you.
He's learning all Christ.
Yes.
Not like Chazanish.
I agree. Correct. But only Mitzad Av. Yes.
The Rambam says Lamaisa that the brother does not become a Gol Adam to kill a father. So wouldn't that imply, couldn't you say that Pshat is that brother is through Mishmush, and therefore you can't say that the Gol Adam should go through Mishmush through the person who's actually killing?
It could be, but Pashup Shai is talking about that specific case, but in general maybe it would be good. But we're gonna talk about more of that Rambam. Okay? Very good. Okay. So the Kiryat Sefer and the Mabit has a different marker of the Rambam, where this Rambam got this concept that Gol Adam is Toli B'Yerusha. The Gemara in Makis on Yud Beis and Aleph has the following distinction. And this is the way the Mabit is Masbir the Gemara. He says, we have a grandfather, a father, and a grandson. What happens if the grandfather, God forbid, kills the father, who's the middle guy? So he says the grandson is mutter to kill his grandfather. That's how Rashi writes on the Gemara there, that a grandson is not mitzuvah b'kibud grandfather. Right? The Rebbe Kiveger points out to steer to Rashi al-Atayr. Rashi al-Atayr says there is a chi of kibud for a grandson the grandfather. And Rashi on the Gemara in Makas Yud Beis Manav says there is no. It's a steer in Rashi. But whatever the case is, That's the first case that a grandson can kill the grandfather. Masha'en Cain, when a father kills his own son, the brother, as you just pointed out, does not become a Goel Adam for his brother to kill his father. Okay? Why? Because in that second case, who's the closest relative? The father himself, who killed the guy. So he's not going to kill himself. Right? When a father kills his son, the other brother is not the closest relative to the Nirzach. The father is who's the killer. So he's not going to kill himself. So you see Beferish, Lamaisa, you see Beferish that Yisi says the Mabit, that the whole sugi is based on that the kurva is nimdedes, it's measured al pi din Yerusha. And therefore, he paskins that the Rambam writes, only someone's royal Yorsho is considered to be a Goel Adam. So the Kiryat Sefer, Lamaisa, gives a different marker for the Rambam based on this Gemara in the Bavli in Makas Dafi Bezim and Aleph. But if you look at that Gemara, it was an Adam Gadol, I don't know when he passed away, but maybe in the 90s. His name is Rabbi Yehuda Gershoni Zatzal. He's a big Gadol. And he has in Kovitz Pardes, in Shnas Chav Gimel Choveres Dalid, he quotes this Mabit, and he asks two kashas. Number one, the Gemara there, and Yubez Manalf and Makas has a quotes a Brisa that says, V'amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Avunav Chentanad Rebbe Shmuel, L'kol Eina Ben Nasa Shlich L'Aviv, L'Hakoso L'Kalo Chutmi Mesis, Shari Amar Torah L'Sachmu L'Sachas Alav. There's no way that a ben can ever be a shlich based in to strike his father or kill his father at all. None whatsoever. The Gemara then says, L'Kash Ha'bino Ha'ben Bino. So Rav Gershuni has two kashas. One kasha that he asks is, he says, the mashmos of the Gemara is that the pshat is that the son is not usher to kill his father, Lamaisa, because he's not the closest relative, but it's because he's not the shlich bezdin. He's not. He can't be a shlich bezdin actually to give, delve out a punishment, to shell out a punishment to his father, like we find. You know, he can't be a shlich bezdin for Malkus. So Lamais, it's not because that you're not the closest relative. The Pashup Shana Gemara is out, you can't be a Shlit Bezdin to hurt your father. That's number one kasha. Number two kasha, he asks, what's Pshat in the Gemara itself? What's Pshat in the Gemara itself? Why does the Gemara bring in Bichlal Shlit Bezdin? Mandach or Shmei? Who cares about Shlit Bezdin? I'm out Goel Adam. The Chiv is mitzad the Goel Adam, not mitzad Shlit Bezdin. So two kashas, yes. Number one on the Mabid, who says the whole vort is who's the closest relative. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says it's al shlich bezdin. Number two, can ask a kasha hagufa on the Gemara. What's the Gemara talking about shlich bezdin for? So he says a meir dikapshat. He wants a time to do two tracks in Goel Adam, and he says that if you're the natural Goel Adam, you're the closest relative, then it works as a particular chiyuv. But when the father kills one son, the other son, Lamaisa, only would become a Goel Adam through being Bezdin appointed, like a Shlich Bezdin, because the real natural Goel Adam is the father. The father's not going to kill himself. So the only way the brother is going to become the Goel Adam is if Bezdin appoints him. And therefore, you invoke the din that a Shlich Bezdin will not become a Shlich Bezdin, but hurt the father. That's what he says the Pshat is. And if you look at the Rabbeinu Hanan on that Gemara, Rabbeinu Hanan says, Mamish this Pshat. You look up that Gemara, he says, he quotes Alifas, that he says, Be'emison, he says in such a situation that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. When the grandfather, Lamaisa, kills the father so the grandson can kill the grandfather because he's the natural relative. But in the case with the father killing his own son and the other brothers doesn't become a Goel Adam, he's not the natural Goel Adam. He's pre-appointed by Bezdin and therefore he can't kill the father because he's out to Shliach Bezdin. So that's the Pshat Lamaisa. So it's very possible that this Goel Adam concept might be a Nafkamina. Might be a nafkamina ledina if you hold like the way the Chazon Ish was saying it, perhaps. But as I said, Rav Shmuel Zatzal has a different way of reading the Rambam, and then you wouldn't have a nafkamina. So that's the yes, Aaron. Okay. Go ahead.
About the first topic we discussed about Mumer. If you say that Mumer cuts off the chain of Yerusha from not only the father but from the grandfather and everybody above him, then you would have another case where you have a person who dies but in Lo Yarshim. Right, you say that the only case of there was a get or a ben geri. So in this case, you could say it doesn't have to be a ben ger; it could be also a ben mumer.
That's a, you mean you're saying going up? You mean, but he has other Yerushas though.
Oh yeah, so you could, we could.
Okay,
have,
but the Gemara wants
Ben Milmer who doesn't.
I know, but the Gemara wants to know a case where no one has any Yerusha. This guy would have Yerusha, not up, yeah. But at least on the side
well,
or
mean,
down.
Even in the case of the Gemara where it's a Ben Ger, we're talking about a case where he has no descendants. Because if he had descendants, then he would still have the Abaitar of Yerusha. So we're only talking about above. So it's that. I mean, Ben Ger would
not
really
not
the
side
same.
Though. And here we're saying perhaps that might be a nafkamina. Side you would have. Okay, so that might still might be a chiluk. Okay, and then the third mahalach I wanted to get into, we'll see how far we get, is I wanted to go through perhaps the scope of Yerusha. What does Yerusha cover? Okay, we all know it covers karka, but does it cover other matters and has a lot of nafkaminas ledina on this shaila, halacha lamaisa, okay? I want to start. The Ramah says in your day in Simin Reish Mem Hey in Sifchav Beis, the Ramah writes Mishu Huchsik L'Rav Be'ir Filu Hichsik Ba'atzmo Beis Esrara Ein Lahorido Migadluso Afal Pishabol L'Sham Achar Gadol Mimenu Afilu Beno Uben Beno Liolim Kodim La'Acherim Kozman Shemamalin Makom Avosayim Be'ira Ve'im Chachamim K'sas. So the Ramah writes here, there's a concept of Yerusha v'Rabbanus. And even if another person comes into town and the Rav passed away, but if the Rav's son is a Talmid Chacham, might not be as great as the one who came into town, he should take the Rabbanus, the son. So the Gaon writes like this on the Ramah there. The Gaon is on Sif Katan Lamed Ches.
Wait a minute.
Shimon Reish Mem Hei Sifchav Beis. It's in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the end of the Hilchos Malamdim. In the Beragra, there is Sifkat Lamed Ches. So the Gaon says in the Sifri, he quotes the Sifri Par Shoftim, Dehainu Desan Yasham, Laman Yarich Yomim Al Malachto, Hu Ubonov, Shimhu Meis Beno Ome Tachtov, Veini Elezeb Belvav, Minay Lechol Parnasei Yisrael, Shibeneim Omdim Tachteim Tamlomr, Hu Ubonov, the care of Yisrael, Koshe, and the care of Yisrael, but no Ome Tachtov. So the Gaon quotes the Sifri to this marker of Yerusha on positions of leadership. Okay? The Gaon gives the marker for this Ramah. So Rav Zhulti has in his Sefer in Yordaya and Simon Lamed Vav the following suffix. Do we say that this din of Yerusha Barabbanis is a real Yerusha, like Yerusha's Karka? It should follow all the rules and regulations of Yerusha's Karka? Or do you say no? Or do you say that it's a din Kedima, and the Beno is Kodim, but it's not doesn't have all the rules and regulations of Yerusha's Karka that we normally have? Lamai Nafkemina, he says. Nafkemina would be, is the Yorish need a minui michadosh? If it's natural Yerusha, like Karka, then it's Memeila. There's no Kenyan needed. So it's Memeila. There's no, you don't need a Hachtara, you don't need to have a, whatever they call it, a ceremony. It's natural. Yerusha's Memeila doesn't need Kenyan. But if you hold that it's just a Kedima, then it could very well be that you need a minui michadosh. So it could be that you could bring a Raya from another Sifri in Shoftim. It says in the Sifri, another Sifri in Shoftim, Som Tasim Alecha Melech, Meis Mona Acher Tachtav. If the king dies, you mamana another guy in his place. So Luchurit Tzarechim, why do you need a pasuk to be marbin, that if there's a mitzvah to be mamana another one Tachtav, it's only said, Lamais, this mitzvah is a mitzvah L'dairis, Shita, that if a guy dies, you mamana someone. What do you have to dig up a pasuk for? So it could very well be that the chiddush of this sifri is that it's not a din of Yerusha Sakarka that we treat like real Yerusha. We treat that the son that the melech died, the son takes over as a din kedima, and that's gufo you need exerus akasev that he has the srara before everyone else, halacha lamaisa, and that's what the chiddush of the sifri is. Your mamana is someone tachtav to tell me lamaisa that there would be one. There is a kium in fulfillment of appointing, but it's not really really a real din of Yerusha. So how do you test this? So the way you test this is with two famous positions. Two famous positions, yeah?
Well,
Yeah, quickly, Aliari, because I
don't understand. The Av can't get it because it's Hilan Hu Banu, right? So it's not how it's going to be the real Yerusha if the father can't get it also. He's one of the Yerushim, and also the Bas is not going to get it because it's Hu Banu. So I just don't understand what's inside that it's real Yerusha.
In other words, it'll be real Yerusha that you'll follow, you know, follow the dinner.
Because the father's not getting it. After the Banu, then you go,
whoever it'll be, the brother, you know. Bas, you won't be able to get because it's Rara. That would be a special deal.
I'll be the Rambam. I'm saying,
you'll follow all the regular rules.
But the father is going to get it also, but there's a concept of Ubano, no?
Okay, that's a good time. I mean, okay, whatever, you know, Ubano is just directing that, Lamaisa.
Similarly,
okay? It's just directing that, Lamaisa. That if, you know, Ubano, but I don't think it has to be Davka in that sense, okay? Right. But what I'm saying to you is that it's going to follow all the rules. We'll see the Nafkemina position. Yeah, all right, go ahead.
Similar question.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, similarly, he also has to be in the same Madriga of Yira, and those be Chacham Ksas.
Right.
So if Nachal is just not Chal,
right.
The Nachal is not Chal, if he's not a Chacham Ksas, or if he's not a
Yeah, line. Yeah, that's what you have to say. He has to be in that, he's got to fit that Madriga. Okay. So the way to test this is two cases, and that's a Din Melech and a Din Kohen Gadol. So let's see what the Din is in that case. So the Rambam says in Perek Aleph and Uchzum Olachem Lacha Zayin, when you're mam and a melech, the din is you need Shem and Meshicha. You have to Mosheich and Meshem and Meshicha. That's the din. And the Rambam says, Kishem ha'amidim ha'melech moshkin oso b'shem and ha'mishcha, v'chulei, u'me'ach shem moshkin oso, harei zezokalo l'bonav ad olam, shemalchus Yerusha shenem ha'laman yarich yamim, al mamlachto hu bonav v'kerev Yisrael, v'chulei. But kol ha'kodim v'nachala, kodim v'Yerusha ha'melucha, that ben agadol kodem lekotni menu lo amalchus bilvet ela kol hasroros v'chol amenuin should be Yisrael Yerusha lebeno ulebeno beno ad oylem. So Rambam says very very clearly that there's a din of Yerusha b'malchus. The Rambam Hilchos Klei Hamikdash in Perek Dalid Halacha Chaf says kishiyamus hamelech o kohen gadol, right? Klei Hamikdash usually is a din about a kohen gadol, but he writes kishiyamus hamelech o a kohen gadol o echem mishar amamunim. Ma'amidim tachta b'no o haroy liyorsho. V'chol ha'koydim l'nachla kodim l'sraris, ha'meis, u'shia m'malim m'koyma b'chochma, like you said, over yira, afa b'shena k'moso b'chochma sh'nem rabbe melech u'bonav b'kerev Yisrael, like Eli said, malamet sh'amalchus Yerusha, v'hu'adin chol sraris sh'bekerev Yisrael, sh'azocha zocha l'atmu l'zayre. So the Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam quotes a Torah's Kohanim. It says, l'koyim tachas oviv malamet sh'aben, Kodum la kol adam. Yochal afa b'shena mamalim mekaymai. Tamalomar shi yamaldes yodo. His man shi mamalim mekaymai shal aviv hu kodum lachol adam. Vim lav yavo achar v'yish shamish tachbav. So the Chassam Sofer in Orachayim Simi Yudbeis, in fact the Kasha, why does the Torah's Kohanim, why does the Kesef Mishnah, why do you need a Pusik to say by a Kohen Gadol of the know your show, what's the difference than a Yisrael be Yisrael? We learn from the Pusik in Parsa Melech, like Eli and Ari said, who bona bekerev Yisrael, that the Beno is Yorsho. Not necessarily to exclude the father, but Lamaisa, why do you need a special pasuk by Kohen Gadol? So that's one kasha. Also, it says in the Tosefta and Pirat Gimel and Sanhedrin Lacha Beis, it says the following, Ein ma'amidim melech v'Kohen Gadol LLP beizdin shel shivim v'echad. The Rambam quotes in Pirat Aleph and Uchaz Molach Molach Gimel, Ein ma'amidim melech v'tchila LLP beizdin shel shivim skenim. Mashma, the first appointment of the king requires the Beis Din HaGadol. But a Melech ben Melech does not need a Minu Isha Kohen Gadol. But in Perek Dalechus Klei HaMikdash, by Kohen Gadol, Perek Dalechus Klei HaTetvav, the Rambam writes, Ein Ma'amidin Kohen Gadol, El Beis Din Shel Echad V'Shivim. So it's Mashma from the Rambam that when it comes to what? Minui, Melech, only B'Shili in the Shivim V'Echad. Whereas onward, you don't. Whereas Kohen Gadol, even Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol needs a minui of Beis Din Shel Shivim V'Echad. So what's the difference between Melech and Kohen Gadol? So it must be, perhaps, and we're gonna reject that. But Pashut Pshat at first glance, there's a fundamental difference between Yerusha by Malchus and Yerusha by Kohen Gadol. By Yerusha by Malchus, it's a pure Yerusha like Nachla Yedei Karka, and therefore Lamaisa, there's such a din that it's Yoresh. Let's say it's Yorshar Nechasov. He doesn't need a minui mechadosh. You don't need Shivim V'Echad. And that's clore in the Gemara increases Hamid Beis. The Gemara says, Ein Moshkin Melech Ben Melech Mishum Di Yerushi. It's a Svara. You're zeicha the etzem meluchi berusha. It's a svar. You don't need a mashicha. Whereas by kohen gadol, the Gemara says befeirish kohen gadol ben kohen gadol ton mashicha. Dichsiv akoyin a mashiach tachtav mibonav afil mibonav who the mashach have a kohen gadol. So it's mashma that when it comes to the kuna gedayla, it's more of a din of a kedima. Memeila, that schus is to the son of the kohen gadol, and therefore he needs a mashiach lemaisa, as opposed to the din of a melech. So that lemaisa is masbir why you need shivim vechad by a melech in the beginning, but not onward. Whereas by a kohen gadol, every time you needed halacha lemaisa, and that would forever. The kasha, the chsam sofer, where the chiddush of the Torah's konim is to say that the genre of Yerusha by kohen gadol is different than the din of melech. It's not natural, it's more of a kedima, but it's still significant. And if you look in the Meiri and Hurius on Yod Aleph and Beis, he says the following lashon: Vafilin kohen gadol, shaya aviv kohen gadol, gamkin hayasarach mashicha, shaya b'chol makom, lo mitzad Yerusha ba'lo. It's mamish beferish, el mitzad shu hagen lo. So, there is a din Yerusha by a kohen gadol, like we said in the Torah's Kohanim, but the pshat is it's not mamish like nachla, like a melech. It's considered to be different, and that's why the Miri says the kohen gadol by kohen gadol needs mashicha, because not based on mitzad Yerusha balo, and therefore it's mitzad kedima, and therefore it's like he's been mana new all the time. He needs shivim v'echad. And the truth is, this could be a machlekes bavli Yerushalmi, because as we said before, we're not Moshech Melech ben Melech. What's the pshat? Amar Ravacha bar Yaakov dechsiv l'man yarichu yamim al mamlachto hu bonav Yerushihi. It's a svara. Melech ben Melech doesn't require Mashicha because it's Taurus Yerusha. So it's natural. It's mamish Yerusha. The Gemara is using the concept of Yerusha not just by karka, by us, but it's using also by a position. However, if you look in the Shidim Gubetzis there on the daf, he quotes the Yerushalmi and Sota Perches Halacha Gimel that quotes a pasuk. It says Melech Ben Melech in Ton Mashicha Dichsiv Kum Mashcheu Ki Zehu is Ton Mashicha. They ain't been no Acher of Ton Mashicha. Why does Yerushalmi need to dig up a pasuk? The Bavli has a svar. So it could very well be that the Yerushalmi held even by a Melech, it's not a din of Yerushas Nachal. It's all it is a din Kedima, and therefore I would have a Havamina that you would need Mashiach every time by a melech. That's why you have to dig up a pasuk and say no. So l'chura, according to that, l'maisa, you would perhaps say that it's a machlokes bavli Yerushalmi, what the nature of the Yerusha of the melech is in such a case. So l'maisa, it's possible to suggest a machlokes is the bavli and the Yerushalmi, and the Sifri holds like the Yerushalmi, that it's not a din Yerusha, it's a din kedima. And we don't hold like the Sifri and the Yerushalmi. We hold like the Bavli and the Rambam, that the Din Yerusha ben Menuyim by a Melech is considered to be pure, and only by a Kohen Gadol is it considered to be like a Kedimah. Now, this brings us to the Chinuch. The Chinuch in Mitzvahs Tov Sadi Zayin Estakasha, and he says, how is there a Mitzvah of Minu and Melech? Once it started from Tov and Melech, it continues. How is there a Mitzvah of Dairus? So he answers, the Indian of the mitzvah is to be mamshich, not to appoint a new king, but it's rather to be mamshich and support the king to make sure that you respect him, l'maisa. But the truth of the matter is that it's Yerusha, and there should be no real mitzvah to be mamanim. It's just to be mechazik the melech. That's what he wants to say. And that for emperors, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on the beginning of the Masechta, the Chasam Sofer asks, that the melech that dies, the son, let's say the melech dies in Adar, the son has a month to see whether he's a good guy. We check. If he's a good guy, then we let him continue. But we let him continue in a pure way. It's not a din Yerusha. It's not a din of a minui. It's a pure Yerusha in the sense. It's not like panim chadashos. And therefore, he's zochin the melucha, and that's a pshat. We just need to check whether he's a good guy, whether he's a chacham, whether he's a good fellow. And therefore, we don't need a minui from the Beis Nagadol, because that's the pshat in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It's not a new minui, halacha l'maaseh. So at this point now, we have a distinction between melech on one hand and kohen gadol on the other. Melech is being pure nachala, kohen gadol is more akadima. Okay, the problem is, okay, we gotta go quick now, l'maaseh. But it's interesting that the Rambam says in halacha zayin, he says, Kol HaKodim B'Nachla Kodim L'Yerusha HaMelucha V'Ben HaGadol Kodim HaKot Mimenu. Minchas Chinuch there has a suffix Can you do Rav Yochanan Broka, or Safak Shlita mentioned Rav Yochanan Broka, Kuf Lamed, where you want to give your younger kid the Yerusha, the Pishnayim? Can you do that? So the Tanner of Yochanan Broka says you can't. So Minchas Chinuch has a suffix, can you do this by Malchus? Can the Melech do it by Malchus? That's a suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. So Lechur, it's a Pella, a suffix, it's a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara says increases on Hamid Beis, that the reason why they were gave Mashiach to Shlomo, because of Machlokas Adoniyahu, and Shlomo was younger. So you see Beferish, Halacha Lamaisa, that Yerusha of Malchus and other Yerushas Lamaisa, which are natural Lamaisa, you have Bailasan. But Yerusha's Kohen Gadol, which is a Din Kedima, maybe you don't have Bailasan to do Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So maybe you can make that distinction, Halacha Lamaisa, and that by Malchus we could say you could do Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. But it's something that's a Kedima, Nechetes, you could do Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. But the truth is, yeah. Yeah, but there was Mashiach Lamaisa. There was Mashiach. So they did the Mashiach. Okay, but the bottom line is that you see, you want to say there's a Kedusha Kazo or Rosh Hashanah, but it could very well be that was a mocker that you could do Rabbi Yochanan break it. But what I'm saying is that you could dig up Rishonim that even by a Kohen Gadol, it's not just Kedima. It's pure. What's the mocker? The Mordechai says in the end of a Chayvel, the Mordechai says in the end of a Chayvel, in Bava Kama, he says Beferish in Os Kufches that Lamaisa, if a person has a seat in Shul, he can't sell it. The family can't sell it, even though they don't have it necessarily. They weren't Yorish yet. A person, let's say, wasn't Yorish the seat. Something that you're not Yorish yet, you can't sell. And he brings a raya from the Kohen Gadol. The Mordechai brings a raya from the Torah's Kohanim. And it's a very interesting raya. He says, with Dom Yalhi, the Torah's Kohanim Parshas Sav, Gabi Kohen Gadol, Tachtam Yibonim, Shebeno Kodom L'cholom, Yochel Af Bishin Memalim Mokom Avoysev, Tamalom Ashir Mali Yodo, Nizman Shir Mali Mokom Avoysev, In, Vim Lav, Yovo Achri Yishamish Tachtav, Koshkin Shino Rishai L'mokro, L'achar B'li Rishus HaKal, you can't sell something unless the cow allows you. And the Gaon says in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, Simen Kufin Gimel Sifkat Lamed Hei, he's Masber, what does this mean? That you can't sell something that, you know, he says Beferish, Yovo Acher V'Yishamish Tachtav, that if you're not able to sell it, if you're able to sell it, then you could be Yerush and sell it to someone else. What kind of raya to bring from a Kohen Gadol? A Kohen Gadol, as we said, Lamaisa, is not natural Yerusha. It's just a Kedima. So Elavu then says the Gaon, you see the Mordechai learns not that way. That the Yerusha of a Melech, we said, is pure like Nachlus. He says the same thing by a Kohen Gadol. It's not a Kedima. To bring a raya to this in general Yerusha, that you can't sell something that you have no shlita on, that you weren't Yorish, so Lamaisa, you bring a raya from a Kohen Gadol, must be that the Mordechai held that the nature of the Yerusha of a Kohen Gadol was pure like the Melech and pure like Karka. So we pin down that there's a Rishon, the Mordechai, that says Beferish, that the nature of Yerusha by a Kohen Gadol is the same as a Melech, that it's pure. And the truth of the matter is, the Chiluk we've been saying all along, you cannot say in the Rambam. Because the Rambam wrote Beferish, we mentioned earlier, that all types of positions, Kohen Gadol, Melech, he says Beferish, in Perek Dal, Lechachof, Kishiyomus HaMelech HaKohen Gadol, or Echem Mimamunim, he says Beferish, as it didn't say to Nachlus. And the Mokar is a Tosefta in Perek Beis and Shkolim, where he says, Beferish this din, halacha lamaisa. So it's very clear, lamaisa, that the Rambam doesn't distinguish again between Melech and Kohen Gadol. And lamaisa is difficult because we had the Rambam and the Meiri before that seemed to make a distinction. So it must be that the Rambam holds like this Mordechai, that there's no distinction between a Melech and a Kohen Gadol, and that it's pure Nachala, it's pure, it's like Karka. And the difference that you're going to have to say for the Rambam is the fact is there are two types of Kohen Gadol. There's a Kohen Gadol that is Meruba B'Begadim, and there's a Kohen Gadol B'Meshicha. So a Kohen Gadol that's Meruba B'Begadim, that is natural B'Yerusha, and he will not need to be appointed anew. But a Kohen Gadol that has Meshicha, that's with, when the Shemin and Meshicha around, will need, and the only difference between the two is Parchatas, the Mishnah says in Megillah, that will need a new Mashiach in order to give him, imbue him with the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. So the Rambam will say that there will be a distinction between two types of Kohen Gadol, but the Kohen Gadol's Meruvah B'Begadim will be natural Yerusha, and that Lamaisa, he will not need a Minui, and of course there's no Shem Mashiach, and the only one, the Shem Mashiach, the Ben Kohen Gadol, needs Mashiach to imbue him with the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol. So it comes out that the Rambam holds, and this is very interesting, that Yerusha's Kohen Gadol is the same natural as Melech, but there'll be one distinction. And that is based on the Tshuvas HaRashba. It's very interesting. Tshuvas HaRashba in Chelek Dalet Simen Chav Bey says that when you have a son and a brother, and the din is when there's a son and a brother, the son is not Yorish, not because there's nothing left for him to be Yorish. He's Nishkin Yorish, okay? Ach B'Makom Ben is not a shame Yorish, it's like a Nachri. B'Makom Sheish Karuf. So it comes out, according to the Rambam, when he lists off Yerusha's Haminuyim of positions that are Seder Anachalos, so when we say Kol HaKodom Anachalos, Kodom L'Saras HaMeis, that's where there's no Ben. It's Choseres L'Yerusha to the father, like Eli said in Ari. And when there's no father, it's Choseres to the Ach. But if there is a son, but he's not Roi to be Yorish because he's not a Gadol, then in that situation, the brother will not be Yorish. Because once there's a Ben, the Ach is like a Nachri Balma. He doesn't have a shame Yorish. And therefore, Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, that's the Chiddush that the Rambam has. So what I'm saying, it's real rules and regulations of Yerusha to that degree. And when the Bryce in the Torah's Karm says, Imein Beno Mamali Mokam Avosav, Yovo Acher Yishamash Tachne, it means it. It means it. Because there's a Ben, the other Krovim are like a Nachar Bam and let someone else swoop in. That's what we're going to say, Pshat in the Rambam, as opposed to the Meiri. The Meiri Lamaisa will stick to his guns and say, well, Yerusha by a Kohen Gadol is not natural, and it's considered to be only a Kedimim. Now, I think this is very important because I want to say that the Ramah is the Shitaso from the Ramah by Yerusha Barabanus to a Ramah in Choshen Mishpud, Simen Reish Ayin Vav Sivav. The Ramah writes like this, Eina Yorshim Yorshim Dover She'ein Behem Mamish O Tovas Hona Ba'ama She'ein Omi Mamo. The Ramah writes, what is the scope of Yerusha? We said it extends from Karka to positions of leadership, but it doesn't extend to things of like, say, Tovas Hana. That's not considered Mamon. And the Shach says, Yerusha is not Shach and Tovas Hana, it's Biyad Acherim. Because if it's Biyad Acherim, then even Atzmo is not able to be Motzim Yadam. But if it's Tachas Yado, the Shach is Cholik on the Ramah. And the Ksos in Sifkan Beis quotes the Shlach Kaidish that says, Tovas Hana, even when it's Tachas Yado, you're not able to be Yerush because it's not Mamonu. So the Ksos with the Shlach Kodesh are Mazbid the Ramah that we're extending the concept of Yerusha from Karka to other things like positions, but things that are not Mamish Mamon like Tovas Hana, that is not acceptable. So we don't have time now, but the Rambam writes B'Feirush in Hilchos Maaseh Sheni, he quotes in Pirkei Hey, Halacha Aleph, that even though Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoh, he passes like Rav Meir, but it is Nitan B'Yerusha, even though you can't give up a Matana, but it is Nitan B'Yerusha. You can't give him a Matana, you can't sell it, but it is Nitan B'Yerusha. So what I want to bring out is from the Rambam, the Iker Yerusha Lamaisa of Nachla can extend to other things, can extend to positions, but it has to be things of what? Things of Iker, and that's what the Ramal the Shitas was saying, that there's Yerusha B'Rabbanus, there's Yerusha by Varim of Mamo, not of Tovas Hana, because all those things are not solid, whereas positions of leadership are considered to be solid, and we take the comparison of Nachla seriously to the degree we said the Ram Helik at Tshuvas HaRashba, that in rules and regulations of Yerusha, there is such a din, Halacha Lamaisa. Now, I just want to close with one more minute. We're coming towards Yom Kippur as well. How do you select who the Kohen Gadol is? How do you select who the Kohen Gadol is? So the Taisa says in Yuma, on your base and base, that the Achav HaKohanim vote him, they vote him in, Lamaisa. Taisa says, the Minui Kohen Gadol is totally the Melech Achav HaKohanim. It's Mistalik B'Peh, Memana B'Peh. They can also remove him B'Peh. So the Shagasari Esakasha, Mishnah says in Nazar, that if you have a Melech and a Kohen Gadol walking on the way, Kohen Gadol and a Nazar walking on the way, and they see a Meis Mitzvah, so we pass him like the Chachamim, who's supposed to take care of it? The Kiddush, the Nazir is supposed to, because his Kiddush is Shah. His Kiddush is not Leolim like the Kohen Gadol. In fact, the Shagas Aryeh, he says, what do you mean? The Kohen Gadol is Mistalik B'Peh. It's Mistalik B'Peh. It's Meman B'Peh, Mistalik B'Peh, the Gemara says. He can be removed. That Kiddush is Olam. So the Rav Zatzal said, B'Shem Reb Chaim, It's in the kudus of Avodas Yom Kippur when you beis and beis that there's svei dinim and kudus kohen gadol. There's kudus mashicha and there's kudus minui. Kudus mashicha is liolam void. That can never be removed. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Kudus minui can be removed, but lechura tais is a pella because it says we said for melech kohen gadol you need a beis and shel shivim vecha. It doesn't say that in Taisus. So what's pshat? So it could very well be the following. It might be an interesting. You could say the following chiddush. There might be a type of a kohen gadol that's prepared as a backup, we know, if he has a psul. So that type of kohen gadol, lemaisa, doesn't have an appointment, lemaisa. He doesn't have mashiach. He's just got to be ready. So it could be, it's mispan in the pet. So it could be when we say the kohen gadol that requires shivim v'echad is when the minui is mamish gives him the chalois. That's only by one type of kohen gadol. One type of kohen gadol is needed as a backup. That type of kohen gadol, then the minui gives him his whole kishpank of a kohen gadol. That kohen gadol needs shivim v'echad. But other kohanim gedolim, lemaisa of regular kohen gadol, doesn't need a minui of shivim v'echad. It's only when the kohen gadol needs the shivim v'echad to give him his chalois kohen gadol. Like this backup fellow, that taka, that guy needs halacha lemaisa shivim v'echad. But a classical kohen gadol lemaisa would not need the din of shivim v'echad, and that's why Tais is not against the Tosefta. Allah lamaisa. But what I wanted to bring out is that even though, if you'd stop me, I would have thought that Yerusha extended outside of Karka would only be like a Kedima, you see clearly that in the Rambam lamaisa and the Mordechai, that it's treated very seriously, it follows the rules and regulations of Karka, and even though we don't extend it to Tova Sana, like the Ksos, Vashem, and the Ksala Kodesh, but maybe it's Ramallah Shitaso, and it's used as a model, a maisa, for Karka and for other positions of leadership, that we should make sure that it's given the right position to the right people. Okay, I want to wish everyone a shnas chaim v'shalom, a good gevench yor, and I wish you have a good Rosh Hashanah.
I mean, clearly you can't do Yochanan ben Baruch by Malchus, because we know by Malchus you don't need Mishicha, but they did Mishicha on Shlomo. So clearly he's circumventing the general terms of Nachos in
order to... They did Mishicha because of the